forget Winona. Get your kicks on Route 66. Time for our true or false trivia giveaway. The winner of this will get two parks passes to any one of 35 Arizona state parks, good for the entire rest of the year. This major artery through Tucson was born out of the need for speed. In 1899, the horseless carriage arrived at Tucson. In 1903, a speed limit of 7 miles an hour was established. Eventually went up to 10 miles an hour in 1913. Now, at the time, people would go out there and race, and it ultimately became nicknamed the Speedway, giving birth to what we know today as Speedway Boulevard. Is that how it got its name? If it's true, text TRUE to 411-923. If you think that's false, text FALSE. We'll pick a random right winner at the end of this segment. Now, if you are traveling this weekend, and you're not staying at a state park, there are 6 campsites closed by the U.S. Forest Service outside of the Payson Rim along Verde Glen, Dude Creek, Flowing Springs, Washington Park, Bear Flat, and Weber Creek. Now, you can still go and visit for the day, but they've been restricted for overnight camping until at least 2024 while they're trying to rebound from overuse and let the vegetation regrow to prevent erosion. Fines for camping in these areas, $5,000 to $10,000, and possible 6 months in prison. There's plenty of places to camp. Don't risk it. Now, Gary's been on this Route 66 kick. We had Roman Rich in a couple months ago, and you found us another guest as it relates to Route 66.
This is an interesting angle we never thought about. This is the women of Route 66, and we found Katrina Parks, who's a filmmaker. She's still working on the film, but she has a fascinating story about when you think of Route 66, you think mostly males, guys. But she has a fascinating story about the women who had to go through a lot just to get recognized.
And she's joining us in studio today. Katrina Parks, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
So tell us about this project you're working on.
So it's called Route 66 Women, the Untold Story of the Mother Road. And it kind of emerged out of my first women's history documentary project about the Harvey girls, who were one of the first all-female American labor forces. And what I found interviewing them was that as the railroads went into decline, these amazing women forged careers for themselves on Route 66.
So the Harvey girls, about what time frame is this?
The Harvey girls were from about the mid-1880s all the way through, 1960s. So there was some overlap with Route 66's time period starting in 1926. But really prominence of the Harvey girls, these women coming from the East and Midwest to work in these small railroad towns, that kind of died out after World War II. And so a lot of the big railroad hotels were closing, stations were closing, and so they went on and forged amazing careers on Route 66. And I was kind of looking at whether beyond the waitresses and sort of mom and pop businesses that you would expect to find on Route 66, were there other ways that women contributed to the Mother Road?
Interesting. So you started on this project about the Harvey girls, get interested in this women of Route 66, and your profession is a...
I'm a documentarian, is what I would call myself, and a producer. I've done a lot of nonfiction television over the years, but women's history is really my passion.
Now, something like this takes a lot of time and research, and you know, a documentary, I don't know how long it takes to produce. I understand you're still working on it. Funding for something like this, do you... GoFundMe? Do you have supporters?
It's a lot of work. Yes, you're right. But I've been really lucky. The state humanities councils, including Arizona Humanities, have been really supportive of my work. And what I found with the Humanities Council grants is I can go and do public programs and kind of show and workshop some of the stories as they're in process. In other words, like I've filmed the interviews and I've edited them, but it's not the final thing for broadcast. But it's a great way to kind of do more research while I'm in these towns that are on Route 66 presenting my work. I always find new stories and meet interesting people. And then the other, the National Park Service, Route 66 Corridor Preservation Program, they gave me the first grant so I could do this work, do the research, and make a website.
Now, how long do you anticipate this documentary to be?
It is going, has grown into a three-part series.
As of now, it could be four or five.
No. Don't
stop it at three.
Yeah, I have to draw the line somewhere. But it's organized chronologically. So you start with women in the first episode, starting in the mid-20s, and go all the way up to World War II. And that's like World War II changes everything. So that's a great place to go into a new episode. And that episode goes all the way up to the end of the 40s. And then in the 50s, you have the decommissioning, the Interstate Highway Act. And that really affects Route 66 and businesses. And so that will be the third episode.
The answer to today's trivia question is true. Speedway was originally nicknamed for a local place people could go race their horse-drawn carriages at turn of the 19th century, and is today known as Speedway Boulevard, one of the main east and west routes in Tucson. If you texted true, watch your phone. You'll get a text back with a notification that you were the random winner, and then send us the address you want these sent to. We tell a lot of people, where do you want it sent? And they give us an email. No, these are physical tickets. They're the size of business cards. We got to drop them in the mail.